not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show.
What's up, y'all? The Mookie Mel Show is back. Best believe that. First and foremost, both Miles and myself would like to apologize for this unexpected, unannounced two-week hiatus. Really, the issue was content. We didn't have episodes to give y'all, and we didn't want to rush episodes just for the heck of it. So that was the reason for it. Again, really apologize for it. It's something that we always promise one episode a week, and that's what we always strive for. But sometimes we come upon these lulls, and that's what happened in these last 2 weeks. So again, sorry for that. It won't happen again, ever. So I'm actually not doing today's episode. I'm just doing the intro. Miles is going to take it away in a couple of minutes. Today's episode is all about fear. Fear and how that plays a role in our everyday lives. Fear, how it's a basic human nature, and then also fear of the unknown. So today is going to be all about that. So without further ado, welcome to another phenomenal episode of the Mookie Mel Show. Mookie Mel, my brother, please take it away.
Fear. Fear is one of those interesting emotions. Are we right when we have or experience fear? Obviously, we all experience fear. It's a natural emotion. It's an animalistic emotion. You know, fear is the common phrase of fight or flight. You know, sometimes we're afraid of certain things to keep us safe. On the other hand, society often teaches us to be afraid of the unknown. So what is it? Dun, dun, dun. I'm just kidding. But in regards to social, majority of the time, fear is the unknown. And to be quite frank, most of the time, fear is afraid of the unknown. It's a natural emotion for most of us, whether or not, you know, this is a self-taught emotion or an emotion taught by others, or if this is a natural emotion, kind of referring to the animalistic instincts I was referring to. So let me digress. Let's think about that. The teaching of fear. In short, this is past trauma. This is trauma that we're literally passing on to another individual. How can one be afraid of something they've never experienced? For example, some people are afraid to fly. If I extend this fear to my friend and saying flying is terrifying, flying has caused X amount of deaths, flying isn't safe, my friend whom hasn't flown will now be afraid to fly. Does that make sense? So I'm passing on my trauma or my fear onto another individual whom has never experienced what we're talking about. Wow. Let's truly think about that. That's powerful. I'm literally passing on my emotional baggage to someone else because I'm afraid. Now let's think about how we refer to other daily activities in terms of fear. Think about that. So often driving, or test taking, or meeting new people. These are all daily interactions that people affiliate with fear. But why? Because it's a taught trauma? Because someone you know or whom has spoken to in the past has given you negative connotation or shared their trauma with you? That's something to ponder on. I think we need to be careful of what emotions we allow ourselves to harness, especially when coming from others on an experience or opportunity which we have not experienced ourselves. With fear, it's easy to take on that trauma because, as I said, it's an animalistic instinct. we naturally want to protect ourselves. So when something registers as dangerous, we try to avoid that naturally. We try to avoid whatever experience, item, person can cause this fear or trauma. So, for example, if my grandfather always speaks poorly on Latino men, I will grow up having a negative connotation of Latino men, even a fear to some extent, because of my grandfather's past trauma. Same difference with Asian women or Black men or white women. These traumas and fears are often passed on to us without even realizing. Unfortunately, it often comes from people whom are older than us because they have been able to experience X trauma or X person. So again, let's remember, there's no feeling or teacher like life itself. So let's maybe not pass that fear or trauma on to others, but let them experience it for themselves. Let's keep it rolling and jump into S2 with scholars and fear. So bear with me, everyone, because the ideology of fear in scholars is going to be a bit mind-boggling, okay? So bear with me. As I was just saying, fear, majority of the time, let's say, safe to say around 70 to 80% of the time, comes from the unknown. Got it. Fear comes from the unknown. Okay. So with scholars, how is this the unknown when it's in reference of education? Great question. I'll answer. So fear in terms of scholars is interesting. And you have to kind of manipulate the complex or the understanding of the term. So in terms of scholars, in the linear schooling, fear typically is a failing. The fear of failing. The fear of receiving a negative or low marking on a test or an exam or even a homework. That fear is cancerous. The fear of failing should never be a fear because that means you are allowing yourself to step outside of your comfort zone. Now, bear with me. This is if everything was ideally happening. So this is if you're truly applying yourself to the given material, if you're truly studying, if you're truly trying to participate and actively learn the contents. This is the fear of failing I'm referring to. If you're afraid to fail in a new subject, are you truly learning? Or are you truly learning if you're studying something which you already had an interest in? So my question is, why do we let the fear of failing oftentimes hold us back in regards of what our interests are in terms of education, what we want to pursue in terms of a major in our undergraduate or master's degree? Why do we often stay in a familiar category or subject when in reality it's the fear of failing? So just bear with this ideal, right? Let's say every high school student is able to choose one class prior to the beginning of their semester, which they highlight or identify as their weaker class or a class they know they do not like or do well in. We all had it. I was a math guy. You know, for whatever reason, I did not like history. But let's say once identifying this class, we then somehow tailored the learning of this class differently to best fit the student. So, for example, I said I hated history class. However, I was a kinesthetic learner, so I learned from physical motion. What if we like acted out some of the major history lessons or something of that nature to best fit my learning? Wouldn't that be a cool ideal? Because for some reason or another, I was afraid of history because I didn't like it. So what if I taught myself with the help of others, administrators, peers, teachers, to have my class a bit tailored and changed for me? That way I wasn't afraid of my fear, or my fear wasn't afraid of me, or I wasn't afraid of this class. Now, obviously, you know, with linear schooling, there's X amount of students in the class and this, that. But in reality, many students learn the same. So if physical motion worked for me, chances are it worked for 3 or 4 other students as well in the class. Now, those who were better at history, could help in terms of some of the curriculum or how the lesson plan would best work. But at the end of the day, this is iron sharpening iron. We're having someone whom strength may be history class help someone else's whose weakness may be history class. And not only are we empowering children in education and how to help empower each other, but we're also helping in understanding of fear. If I'm a child helping another overcome this class they hate, not only am I, one, sharpening my skills, but two, I'm starting to understand more why this individual does not like this class. So let me digress and provide an example. If a peer of mine was helping me with history, and within the role play or the lesson, my partner uncovers that I don't like dates or names, maybe they'll be able to help me with a trick or a formula to provide dates and names for certain events. Just a thought. Finally, in regards to fear and scholars, I want to speak on the fear of effort. Oftentimes, the youth think it's okay to have a lack of effort in regards of education, and then ultimately begin not to care and say enough they don't care, which will turn into reality. So I guess this final statement has two points. One, the fear of putting forth effort and not seeing the results we may want. Listen, we all have had a test, or hopefully we all have. Maybe some of my listeners aren't, but I know I have had a test we've studied honestly and genuinely for and have taken the test and not gotten the results we may have liked. That's fine. That's okay. There's satisfaction in the effort. You know, at times there's beauty in the struggle. So you have to understand, putting forth maximum effort, although you may not always receive the results you want, is a positive notion. That's a step in the right direction, because ultimately that'll lead to habits. Habits of putting that effort forward. So, you know, might not study hard every time. I know it's always easier said than done, but sometimes habits are more important than results. Let's jump into S3 in sports and fear. Sports. So in sports, I think there's two key points. First, fear in sports is potential versus not being good enough. Let me elaborate on that. So oftentimes in sports, an individual may have all the means of access to better themselves in their said craft. But the potential being there doesn't always mean they're good enough. So if I have, let's say, access to a gym to shoot every day, and I have a gym that I can lift weights in every day, but I don't utilize it because of the fear of my potential, I'll never get better. Or versus, I actually could be really good and I do utilize this and I work out really hard every day and I'm starting to get recognized and I'm the best player in my area, then I'm the best player in my region, but then I'm not the best player in my state. So I think these are the two fears, potential versus not good enough, reality. In the potential option, you know, I think it's easy to have a lot of hypotheticals. I think it's easy to allow your mind to take precedent and determine before your body is able to determine. We always hear the phrase mind over matter. And if you speak it into existence or think about something into existence, it will become reality. So the fear of, oh, he could be something really good, or, oh, she's really good right now, but never truly panning out to be what others may have thought you could potentially be, versus I worked really hard my entire youth. I've made it to the next level. I'm starting to be recognized. And then I'm just not that good. I no longer am dominating the competition. I'm no longer am being recognized as one of the best among the best. I've become average. I'm no longer a standout. So this is the dual reality of sports and some of the many fears and intricate layers of fear within sports. And again, this is only an internal conversation between you and me. you and I. So think about some of the many intricate layers of fear within social scholars and sports, and how you may or how they may pertain to your everyday life. Remember, trauma can be passed on. So I think that would be the farewell message of today's episode, to remember that any trauma we have can be passed on through a story to the next individual. So don't let your fear contradict someone else's next experience. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to the Mookie Mel Show. We appreciate your time per usual. Please follow us on our many social media platforms. Our main form of communication is our Facebook page, The Mookie Mel Show. We're also on Instagram, Mookie Melville, as well as Twitter. So again, thank you, everyone. Jigga Man. JJ.
Hey.
Go and hit the people with the facts, man.
You got it. Hey, thank you, everybody, for coming. It was a great episode, you know, another great me and you episode. It's really important to, you know, be aware of what we're afraid of, why we're afraid of it, and how we can get past those fears. And Miles, I know you were speaking from the heart there, in that sports S3. So that was really good. Again, I want to reiterate, we're sorry for the 2-week hiatus. We're only going to be coming out with fire episodes like this one. So please keep coming back. Enjoy the weekend full of NBA playoff games. Go Dubs. So besides that, be safe, everyone. Have a great weekend. Mookie Mel Show out. Jay out. See you next week.